It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And we are powered by Pinnacle Racing. Find them, pinnacleracing.com. I want to talk about one of our skaters real quick as we're talking about Pinnacle Racing. Nick Hoffman, one of our skaters at Bells.
Oh my gosh.
The skates he got.
Did you see them?
We've got to actually get a picture of these on the Skate Talk Facebook
page.
Jealous. One skate is Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The other skate is University of Kentucky.
Yes.
And they are fantastic.
They are amazing.
Pinnacle Racing can take care of all of your skating needs, your boot needs. Find them again, pinnacleracing.com. And speaking of Pinnacle Racing, Jimmy Blair is going to join us next on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out pinnacleracing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at pinnacleracing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. Pinnacleracing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Find us on Podomatic. Find us on iTunes. However you are getting to podcasts, that's how you find us. Just search for Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. We're on Facebook as well.
Your iPhone has that nice little purple button. Yes. You just click on it. The podcast button. You click on, you just start typing in skate, and then by the time you get to talk, it comes up. We're right there.
We are right there, and the person that really makes all of this responsible is Jimmy Blair from Pinnacle Racing, and Jimmy is on with us on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
All right, so Jimmy, I got to say, I love my skates, but when I see what you did for our skater, Nick, oh my gosh, I want to have you cast me again as soon as I see you, because I got 5 different designs I have in mind right now.
Right. I hate him.
You know,
Nick Hoffman.
like last time we talked, you know, you had said you had some ideas, and I said, you know, we have, I've definitely got more of a creative mind now, and I can do some more things, and, you know, got a little more freedom to do some crazy designs, as
I think those 5 designs, Jimmy, just swelled to about 50 designs now.
Yeah, so do you take IOUs? Or Coach actually said he's spotting me on this one for these
right
5.
Right after Jimmy finishes the A to A.
About that. I don't know about finishing the whole thing.
But he'll be there the finish line and at the start line.
He will be there casting and molding and probably handing out about 8 pairs of boots when he gets there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, right.
Jimmy, we've got a lot of ground to cover. And one thing that we wanted to do, because Spring Fling was not that far off, not too far in the rearview mirror. Spring Fling, it was an awesome event. Our skaters are still talking about it. So we want to kind of have you giving us a recap of Spring Fling and just give us your thoughts on how the weekend went. And maybe then using that as a springboard to take us toward regionals and nationals. So Spring Fling, I mean, you are the man when it comes to Spring Fling. What do you think?
Well, you know, it was great. We went off without a hitch. The racing was phenomenal. Obviously, you know, it's not me. It's everybody. It's, you know, my dad. You know, he's the original behind it, and, you know, I've taken reins and, you know, behind the scenes helped out all of the staff, they're all volunteers. You know, nobody really gets paid when you do a race. As you probably know, Coach.
Yes.
it's all just love for the sport, but, you know, it's all the people that, you know, that just donate their time and donate, you know, their anything they can. You know, the sponsors we have, the you know, all the giveaways. And the most important, really, is the skaters that come and the parents that come. Because without that, there is no race.
And, you know, ironically, Jimmy, you know, Christian obviously hurt himself the weekend before down in Florida. He fell down and road rashed himself pretty bad. And I said, you know, what's your plans, you know, for spring fling, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I'm going. And I said, well, you can't skate. He goes, I know, but I still got to go to spring fling. I got to be down to represent Jimmy and root on all the athletes and whatnot. So I won't miss spring fling. So that's amazing that you have an athlete that's willing to, even when he knows he's not going to compete, he's still willing to get down there because he wants to be there for that competition.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely, you know, it was surreal to, you know, see him, even though I know he was hurt really, really bad in Orlando. You know, he took that really hard fall the week before. He made the trip, you know, made the, I think it's 12-hour trip, in the car, and was there all weekend, you know, supporting all, you know, y'all skaters and
yes.
supporting all the racers that came into town. And, you know, I mean, Christian's one of those, you know, one of those kids that he's for skating. That's the end all be all. He just loves skating. He's for, no matter what it is, he's for it. So, and it was awesome to see him, you know, come down and just cheer, you know, just cheer everybody on.
Well, so, I can tell you, it was all about spring fling.
Definitely comes from parenting. So, so thanks, Coach, on that one.
Quit it. Although I got to leave the studio at some point.
You mentioned 12-hour drive. If Coach was driving, that would be a 6-hour drive. If Jared Geddes was driving, that would be about a 5.5-hour drive.
That's why I ride with Jared.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
So what were some of your takeaways from Spring Fling? What did you see? Who were some of the competitors that really stood out? What were some of your takeaways?
You know, I really didn't see a whole lot of racing. I did race this year. You know, some years I don't because it's just, you know, how busy I am and, you know, all that with the booth and making sure everything else goes right and all that. There was great racing. You know, we were missing some of the heavy hitters. But I do know some of the fastest in the country were there.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the world class guys, obviously, you know, Christian was there, but wasn't skating.
Right.
The top two for the podium in senior men last year, they rocked. You know, they rocked it. It was Herbie and Jonathan. They got first and second. And, I mean, I know Jonathan is Jonathan's injured right now. He's got an Achilles issue. But Herbie is he's cruising.
Yeah. That kid's
and,
on fire.
You know, go ahead.
I said that kid's on fire.
He really is. I mean, I skated the outdoor, you know, world class guys outdoor, and man, he lapped me twice in the 20K. It was, and I couldn't not get lapped. It was that bad. I was like,
he felt bad for you. That's why
I can't
he only
do anything.
Lapped you twice.
I can't do anything not to get lapped. So, but yeah, he's you know, he was on fire, and there's some kids that are, you know, definitely up and coming that are, man, they're super, super fast. And it's, you know, one thing with this year's Spring Fling, there was a lot more racing for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I think the number, you know, because there was so many back-to-back races, every single race, and I went to all of them except for two, every single race over the end of winter and beginning of spring, every race was down in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just because there was so many races back to back, people
sure.
couldn't go to them all.
That's right.
Or they had to pick and choose, or they just didn't know which one to go to.
Yeah.
So they didn't go to any. You know, I know quite a few people that just really didn't go to any races, which is, you know, not great for, you know, our sport. But you can't fault them because, you know, they decide, okay, well, I'm going to go to, you know, I'm going to go to Easter in North Carolina. And then they'd be like, well, there's maybe people aren't going to go. So I'm going to go to the Spring Fling. Oh, no, this new race, the Orlando race, I'm going to go to that because everybody's going to that.
Right.
Well,
or the battle.
It, Or the battle, which I didn't go to the battle, but
right.
You know, and luckily that's across country,
mm-hmm.
so the numbers don't really. You know, I know the numbers were down a little bit, but not like what they are on the what they were on the East Coast.
Okay,
every single race on the East Coast was probably half the people that it normally is. So it definitely you know it was an off year, but. The racing aspect from everybody, because the numbers were a little lower, everybody got to do pick a partner relays.
Yeah.
Man, the racing that we got was...
The quality was
great.
Was
great. We had extra time.
Yeah.
Here's how much racing we got. We had a little extra time in on Saturday afternoon
mm-hmm.
before the session, before we had to get out for the session.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaches, we said, okay, we have these two races we can do, and they were individual races, but most of the coaches, I don't know about every single one, but 90% of the coaches said, you know what, let's just call it a day because we're done. Our kids are absolutely done. They have raced so much in the last 2 days. They're done. They can't do anymore. So... You know, that kind of shows you how much racing the skaters and the athletes got. It was definitely fun.
I would have been that coach that would have said,
I even got thrown in races that I wasn't ready for.
Well,
I got thrown in the senior two man. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm old.
I would have been that coach, Jimmy, that said, make them run again, let's go. Another couple races.
He would have, yes, that's exactly what he would have said.
And that's how I was. I was like, no, let's, you know, you guys paid to get here. Let's race. And everybody said, no, they're done.
Well, yeah,
they're toasted.
And that's one of the great things about the spring fling is you pay that flat fee and that covers every event you want to do. So it wasn't like, hey, we're going to run some more races. However, bust out the checkbook.
Right.
It was like,
yeah,
no, we can do this and we're already here. Yeah, I would have been one because I like to get as much in as possible.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have gotten
so
in more.
Cool thing. This is a cool thing that happened. I'm going to kind of pat myself on the back. So during the 100, the flight, you know, the 100s, we were out there, and for the timing system, we used three phones on the stopwatches,
mm-hmm.
took the middle time is how we did it. And if there was three times and two identical times, then the identical time was the time we used because that would represent mm-hmm. the middle. So... myself is out there. Warren's out there, right? Was that Warren, the official?
What one?
George,
I know,
right?
Yeah, George. George was out there.
Yeah,
George
was out
yeah.
there, and then your sister was out there. And
mm-hmm.
so we're doing these times, and between the three of us, because I was elect, they asked me if I would do it, and I said, yeah, you know, I don't. What do you can't really coach 100, right? So you just go.
Yeah,
so
go fast.
So I'm just out in the middle, right? And I'm us three timers were in a competition to see who could get the middle time. Like who was the one who was going to get the most accurate time? And that was the middle time.
That's right.
And I had the middle time probably 95% of the time.
He's still bragging about
that. Yeah, I walked out there. I walked out there in the middle of that, and I said, what are you guys laughing about? What are you guys doing? And you guys told me. That was pretty funny.
They were ganging up on me. They were so mad because I kept getting – they would look over at me. And then George goes, I don't even know why we're even doing this. We should just let Christus do the time, and that's what it is.
I think they should have given him a
his
foul
time is
or
there.
Something.
His time is it. Just, you know, we'll go eat lunch.
So you had that busy day on Saturday, and the skaters are wiped, but then with the spring fling, there's that outdoor component. Talk a little bit about how the outdoor event went on Sunday.
Oh, you know, it was good. You know, it poured down rain on Saturday night, so everybody was a little bit nervous, including us. We might not have let on too much, but we were really, really nervous because, you know, it's a decent chunk of change we have to rent that parking lot for. And, you know, obviously everybody comes down for it. So it's, you don't want to just say, oh yeah, it's just canceled. It's, you know, we're just sorry, we're not doing it. But, so we were nervous, but luckily it rained that night and it cleared out and it got windy. So when it's windy, you know, that kind of dries the ground up a little bit. and we were out there with, we had three blowers out there and brooms and everything to kind of get the puddles. And, you know, we started a little late because obviously you want the ground to be dry. Inline skating and wet pavement don't really mix very good. We ended up drying everything, and, you know, the wind really did help. Not so much for skating, but it helps dry the course. it was good racing. I have no idea the numbers. I don't do that end of it, but we had a decent amount of skaters out there. All the races were really good. The course, always good. You know, same place we've had for the past 6 or 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
Real cool course. You know, a little difficult on the legs coming up to the finish line, but, you know, real, real good course, and everybody can see the whole thing, and, you know, it ended up to be an absolute beautiful day.
Yeah.
It really did. I think I haven't heard any complaints, so I think everybody was happy.
And I think I'll go ahead, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
What?
Oh, I was going to say, we did have one little incident, which I'm sure everybody saw, is it was so windy, it grabbed one of our tents and flew into the junior boys' pack.
That was ODN.
It couldn't happen when they were on the other side of the pack, the track.
Right.
It had to happen right when they were coming across the finish line. But, luckily nobody got really hurt, and, you know, we stopped the race, restarted it, and got it back going, so we were lucky on that part.
Yeah, but you know what? That makes it a memorable time. Everybody's going to say, you remember that 2017 we were at Spring Fling and that tent flew into all the guys? That was awesome.
Heck yeah. And I think the best part is...
I don't think anybody is ever going to forget that.
No.
I won't.
And one of the best parts with you having that outdoor component is I know of a lot of skaters that have really never skated outdoors before, never competed outdoors. And because they're there, they're willing to give it a shot and to do an outdoor competition. And that's awesome that that's tied into it. And it's great that you guys are in a city where you can have an outdoor competition, you know, that time of year. Because if it was up here, you could be dealing with snow for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But the fact that
it's still cold.
And you have this, and you're able to get a lot of indoor skaters to say, you know what, I'm going to get another set of wheels, and I'm going to skate outdoors. That's awesome, and I think you do get the total value out of the whole weekend when you go to the Spring Fling.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, a lot of the indoor racers, you know, they skate inside, and that's it. You know, they think that's our whole sport. And they have no idea all the marathon races and all the track, you know, not that we have a lot, but there are a couple track races, and there's all of the, you know, all of the other parking lot races, if you will, like Spring Fling, like the Easter, you know, Easter race up in North Carolina has, all of the series, the Eastern Seaboard series, up north, the pad series down in Florida. You know, we're working on getting one done here for this summer. So it's all just extra racing. It's all, you know, another ability or another time that people can go and lace their skates up and just let their mind go and go race.
And what's good about that is, say you get a skater who's not really skated outdoors before. You know, they've always done indoors. Never knew too much about outdoors, was maybe afraid of going outdoors. They go down to the Spring Fling, they do this, then all of a sudden they get hooked.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we can start beefing up our numbers for our events like the North Shore, like the Apostle Islands, things like that that really need to have a new fresh round of skaters moving into them.
Right.
When you go down to the Spring Fling, you're like, man, I had a lot of fun doing this 10K. It was great. Well, wait a minute, there's a marathon I can do in Duluth. I'm going to go up and do it.
So as a promoter, Jimmy, and also someone that's been around for eons and competed for a long time, what's your thoughts on, you know, everybody always says all these races are drying up and we don't have anywhere to race, blah, blah, blah. And then you get multiple people that put on events and then numbers go down and then there's, and then you have people, well, there's just too many events and now you got all these races back to back that I can't get to everything. So obviously there's no right answer, but your thoughts on, I mean, I think having multiple competitions is a great thing because it gives people choice. But as a promoter, well, that kind of sucks because someone's choice might make it so that I don't even break even and cover my expenses. So the question is, I mean, is it bad that we had three big invitationals back to back to back on weekends? Or is it just a matter of, you know what, skating world, we got to step up and start supporting these events?
I think you hit the nail on the head. There is no right answer. Back when I first started, the answer would have been no. It's fine to have big, huge invitationals or races, indoor, outdoor, whatever it is, multiple day events, you know, weekend after weekend after weekend. But the numbers were also, you know, not just the number of speed skaters and racers, the number of skaters that just skated in general were a lot more back 20 years ago when rollerblades first came out.
Okay.
You know, it was the thing to do. So we had unlimited amounts of new skaters coming in because everybody wanted to rollerblade. Everybody wanted to skate. Well, now it's not the quote unquote cool thing to do. So we don't have the numbers that we can just, you know, farm out or, you know, take away from the farm, if you will.
Yeah.
My answer, yes, it's bad to have big events back to back to back.
Right.
Because it waters everything down.
Yeah.
You want to have, and as a skater, this is not coming from a promoter or a sponsor or anything like that, but as a skater, I want to go to a race that has good competition in my division, in my age group. Even if I have to go down an age group or up an age group, for the younger kids, I want to have good competition. Well, what happens is when you have three big events in a month, or in a span of 2 months, you have five big events, that's just, it's too much. Someone needs to separate them, you know, just say, look, I know you want to do it right now, but how about doing it, you know, you're the new kid on the block. How about you do it a month later, or two months earlier? You know, hey, you've been doing this for 15 years. Can we try to move 1 weekend up? Or you've been doing this for 30 years. I know, you know, you want to move a month later, but that's going to be right before, right before this race.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, someone needs to be able to kind of get all of the promoters, if you will, together and say, look, let's mark down the dates. And that's the easy answer.
Yeah. Almost
like
a league.
The hard answer is it's not going to happen because people are going to be like, no, I want mine this week.
Right.
Yeah, which I think, unfortunately, that's going to be the case.
It's gonna be,
well,
like, this is the weekend where my rink's the least busiest, so it's the best time for me to do an event. Or
exactly.
To maximize my profit and minimize my loss.
And I know another issue, and this is just speaking for, say, our region, for the people that skate in the Great Lakes region that wanted to go not only to the Spring Fling, but to some of the events in Orlando and whatnot. Well, regionals for our region are about 7 hours away. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden everyone's trying to factor in, oh my gosh, it's almost going to take me as much money to go to regionals as it is to go to nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're like, okay, and I want to go.
That's how we are.
So again, you run into that where now you have another big trip, you know, a month and a half down the road, but it's another nasty trip to get to regionals.
So
and I know that played into it for some of the people in our area.
Yeah.
It did. I know that. I've talked to people, and it comes into factor for me too.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we have our event. It's local, but it's still an hour away. I contemplate every year getting a hotel because
Jimmy gets a hotel to go to his own meet.
Yeah, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning is not fun, but and staying late and all that, but as a skater and also a manufacturer who, even if I'm not going to skate on a weekend, I still need to go to certain races.
Right.
For promotion, for booth setup, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to take into consideration that too. Every year I'm like, okay, Nationals is right here. 6 weeks before that, give or take, it's always a little bit different, is regional. Nationals, we always drive. We always pull the trailer. It's a 15, 17-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
The regionals is a 7-hour drive. And then every other event that I have to drive to. So if I would be... I would be a hypocrite if I said, oh, no, I don't care. You need to come to this race.
Right.
No, I completely, 100% understand people thinking, okay, it's either going to two invitationals or going to the national championship.
Right.
And
so,
it's tough.
Most people are going to pick the national championship.
Yep.
And I understand.
I think the easiest answer is we just need more athletes. Seriously.
That's the best answer.
You need to get the promotion out and get more skate. I mean, it's not about shrinking competitions and minimizing and requiring competitions to divert their attentions. It's more about, as coaches, as skaters, as family members of skaters in support of the sport, we need to be getting more athletes in. And then again, it goes right. I mean, unfortunately, it starts running its way up the ladder to the national governing body as well. They have to make it inviting for athletes and retention of athletes once we get them. We got to have a support system that wants to keep people involved instead of that revolving door of, 2 years and they're out. And, it's great. 2 years and they're out is great for vendors because it's 2 years of mad dash buying a bunch of equipment. Then it's, oh my God, this is so expensive and so much travel and it's so hard and kids are crying because they don't want to do all the work. And then they're out. And then it's the next batch of kids coming in. And we got to find a way to retain them through cost, through quality, as well as support. A better support system, I think, as a general whole. But hey, you know what? As important and as awesome as you are, and this episode is about Jimmy Blair and the Spring Fling.
Yes, it is.
Is that Miss Hannah in the background I hear?
Yes, that is Miss Hannah. We're actually heading to the airport right now.
Yes.
Got the whole family, the wife and the three kids in the back. They're watching, I think they're watching Frozen in the back.
Well, of course, yes.
So, we're heading to the airport. Kelly and Hannah are heading up to Minnesota for 2 weeks.
For those people...
spending time with family. So, yes, that is Hannah you hear screaming. And that is a normal hourly occurrence.
So, for those of you that weren't at Spring Fling, you missed Mrs. Kelly Blair skating a relay for the first time. And it was amazing.
It was. It was her first time ever competing.
And she skated that with your sister, right?
Everybody loved it. And she said, okay, that might be a one and done, but I'm hoping we can get her out there.
One and done.
No,
that
we don't want
awesome.
A one-off. We want more events, at least at the Spring Fling next year. You got to get back in there and do it again.
For sure.
That's the plan. That is the plan.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is how we do it.
She's been skating practices, so, hopefully she can continue.
So,
and, it's a fun way, skating is just a fun way to stay in shape. It's not going to the gym and lifting weights every day. It's not jumping on the treadmill and being bored for 27 minutes of your life. It's going to practice for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and enjoying the workout.
See, so here's what we do, okay? Usually people, when you ask them to do something, you have to have an incentive thing. So what I'm thinking is we say to Kelly, if Jimmy Blair skates A to A, Kelly will skate Spring Fling, and now we have a solid proposal to get her to skate next year.
No, because she doesn't want me to skate because she'll have to deal with me hurting for the next 2 weeks.
Help me out with this.
Or she'll have to bring a shovel and scoop me up off the ground.
And okay. You know, the thing is Coach brings up A to A. We're now, probably 5.5 months away from that event happening.
So then we can just change this up, Jimmy, and it can be either Jimmy skates A to A or Kelly skates Spring Fling. One of you have to skate, so you two hash it out and decide.
I don't think there'd be a couple people happy with that, because that's just me getting off way too easy.
Yes.
So I never committed to the full distance. I know you guys, it kind of kept saying, oh, yeah, A to A, A to A. But
that was Coach.
A 38
Wait a minute.
That is not out of the question.
Boomer just got up and put me in a headlock and said, that was you. Why is he putting me in this?
It's been Coach. As someone who has done that multiple times, I would never force anyone into doing that. As you know.
I have only mentioned it every episode.
It's definitely on my bucket list, but, I want to kind of ease in. He's in again.
Exactly. Hey, so then I want to talk with you, and thank you for all the great thoughts on Spring Fling. It's an event, and as soon as we have dates and whatnot, we'll let everyone know about that. And we know that you're headed off to the airport, but what's the latest and greatest in boots? What are some of these things now that you've been able to do to really customize someone's boots for them?
Puts jetpacks in them.
Oh, that's nice.
that would be very nice, especially for me. Heading out and training with Herbie and Jonathan, and our local kids. But it's obviously, you saw Nick skates. It's the ability to, and the just thinking outside the box. We just got new mounting blocks. They give a little more adjustability. They're very similar to the old ones, but just more adjustability now. And the carbon layup is a little bit different, but it's similar. Really, it's the look. You can only build a boot so good. And, I'm not saying, don't change it, because I do change stuff, And a lot of times, I change it on the fly. I don't say, oh, it's a new model coming out. I just change it. I'm like, okay. This way is better. So this is what I'm going to do now. But if for looks wise, man, you saw Nick, the ability to add customization to, make them obviously to their owner. Your skate should be a representation of more than just colors, but you get to pick the colors. You get to pick what base you get, whether it's metal flake, whether it's just natural carbon, whether it's a pearl coating over the carbon, so you see it, but you have a little pearl on it, or a hydra dip. Hydras are huge. Then going to pick the colors, and then what to put on the colors. That's the really big thing. Obviously, Nick, he's big fan of his where he lives in his hometown in Kentucky, and then where he lives is Notre Dame, so he gave love to both of them. So putting the Notre Dame logo and the Fighting Irish Irishman along with the Kentucky Wildcats logo, obviously then doing him in those colors. Each boot was different. It just makes it, you. It makes it personal, personalized. It's one of those things where, it might take me a little bit longer, but when I sit back and I see it on the floor, it really, really makes me smile. And I couldn't do it without the help of the wife. you know, she helps a lot with the finding the designs and, you know, kind of sizing them correctly and getting them, you know, getting them really, really set where they need to go and how big and just everything, you know, as far as to make it, make them flow good.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is, it's really fun. I mean, it's a job, but, you know, a lot of people, oh, man, it's so cool to make boots. Yes, it is. It really, really is. Now, there's parts that I don't like about it, but all the plaster work and playing with feet.
Sanding.
And, you know, the grinding of carbon. And that stuff is not fun. It's not enjoyable.
Right.
But the finished product and more so seeing people on the floor on the products that I've built is, it's, there's no other feeling like it in the world.
You want to hear something funny? It's funny to me and you, but not so funny to him. Nick got his skates, and right when he got his skates, he's got like an ingrown toenail. So he can't even put his skates on.
I did see that.
Yeah. All right, so what he does, he actually shows up to practice.
He shows up to practice and watches everybody and looks at his skates.
Boots, and he brought his boots. So it's like the boots are sitting there, and of course, we're all admiring these boots. And he's like, yeah, I can't skate for another week.
And then he scuffed him. He hasn't even skated at all.
Oh, man. I saw that he was going to the doctor the other day on social media. And, you know, we're friends on social media. So I saw him, and I was like, oh, I wonder if he's even skated on him yet.
Nope.
And, you know, obviously I didn't ask him because I didn't want to open up a sore subject.
So, hey, I know we're going to wrap things up here. You're in the car heading out of town for vacation, which you have a good time, and the show just drags on and on and on and on and goes forever with us because we just love talking to you about skating. I do want to highlight one person, and I am going to get him on here in the near future, but, man, did you happen to watch Houston skate any of his races at the Spring Fling?
Man, I've been one of the biggest fans of Houston.
Is that guy coming along and getting amazing or what?
His heart and his just the drive.
Yes.
If a quarter of our sport had the heart that he did, oh man, we would go.
Yeah.
Whatever is past the Olympics, that's where we would be.
Right.
His first race a couple years ago when he first started was the Spring Fling. So I joked with him, and we were talking 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I told him, I said, look, I know your whole skating career. And he said, what do you mean? I was like, I was there on your first race, and I was there on your last race, which at the time was Spring Fling.
Right.
So I was like, I've seen your whole skating career. He's like, that's funny. Yes, you have. I am one of his biggest fans. He never complains. He never, and if he does, he does it with a smile. he does for others past the sport. He just does everything for anyone.
Yeah.
If you ask him, hey, I need a shirt. He'll take it off his back.
That's right.
And I know people say, oh, he'll give you the shirt off. He literally will.
He's an amazing guy.
He will bend over backwards. For his enemy, he would bend over backwards.
And the sport needs more people like that.
Yeah, and we will be getting him on Skate Talk and real soon.
Not saying he has any enemies. I don't think anybody could be mad at him.
Guy doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
We need more of those. We need more Houston.
All right, Mr. Blair. We want you and your family to enjoy your vacation. Tell the boys and Hannah and Mama Blair there that to enjoy themselves and thank them for allowing you to talk with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Thanks for everything.
I love being on here. I love being on here. I love just talking skating.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Really, shop. I love it.
We'll do it again real soon. Anytime you reach out on the special hotline we have for you, we'll get you on the show. And again, find us on Podomatic, on iTunes, really anywhere you're getting podcasts. You can find Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Of course, we are powered by Pinnacle Racing. They're at pinnacleracing.com. Jimmy Blair, thank you so much for joining us. We will chat again real, real soon, all right?
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.